Hey friends, let me jump in here real quick to remind you of our sponsor, 25 Transportation and Solutions. That's 25 Transportation and Solutions. They give you quality transportation, delivery services that you can depend on, getting your freight to and from its destination safe and secure. Contact them at info@25.org. That's info@TWENTY5.org, or you can call them at 240-479-6376. See you out on the road. Now, let's get back to our episode of the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. Back to let you know that I really can't let you go. I'm too close to you.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Truth and Coffee time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
Good morning, Mr. B. How was I looking?
I'm editing.
But why your mouth look like that?
That's how your mouth look. You got your lips all tucked in.
No. But I was concentrating. I wanted it to look nice. Brian, guess what, Mr. B? I know this may not be news to you, but it's definitely news to me. I found out that, and maybe everybody else already know this, but I found out that we have a women's professional football league. Not the football lingerie league, but like a real football league. Let me see if I can find a young lady that posted that is now with, let's see here. Women professional. Did you know that though?
Is it like arena?
I'm not sure.
Or are they playing on a?
I'm sure, but it's like I saw it this morning when I was perusing.
Because I seen something.
I saw it this morning when I was perusing this young lady.
I never watched the game. But
her name is Reese. I'm not Reese, but her name is Renee Pearson, and she's now just signed with the Houston Energy Football, and it is a women's football league out of Houston. Her nickname is Slim. She was picked up. Her last game, she had 5 interceptions and a pick 6, and they have now added her to their squad. She was, I guess, on a tryout basis, mm-hmm. and now they've added her to their squad. And I had never known that we had a women's professional football league, and I cannot wait to tell our grand joy, Diva, our track runner, because she loves playing football, and the kids at school be ragging on her, roasting her a little bit because she plays football with the boys mm-hmm. in PE, and she like be shaking them and breaking ankles. She says that's what she says.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. So I cannot wait to show her this. I'm actually going to screenshot this. Her name, the young lady's name, is Miss Renee Pearson, mm-hmm. and she is one of their top picks. Mm-hmm. And it was just fascinating to me because I've seen like the whole lingerie league and all that kind of stuff where they're trying to,
it's all show.
You know, do more entertainment. Show, it's yeah. more entertainment and more show than it is football. And so this really intrigued me, being that I'm a tomboy myself and I'm an athlete or, mm-hmm. you know, a former athlete. And I played flag football. I love the grittiness of playing. One of my fondest memories is playing football, mud, snow, whatever, with our neighborhood dudes, mm-hmm. you know, in our neighborhood. And my grandmother used to always tell me that, you know, I'm going to scar my body up and, you know, it's funny games now, but when you start liking boys and have all these scars, you know, you're not going to. But I still wanted to play. Like the sweatier, the grittier, the you know, the harder they hit. Like, we was playing flag football, but it was tough, you know. Mm-hmm. And they wasn't easy on me just because I was a girl, because they didn't want, like, a girl to outrun them. They didn't want no girl to catch no ball over them. So they were dirty and grimy.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, last year, MPE said that when Sadiya came home, she had a bruise or a scar or something. I'm like, what in the world happened to you? And she was saying she was playing football. And she always, I mean, we have film of her playing football in the backyard mm-hmm. on during the holidays, during Christmas with the family. And she'd be back there trying to hurt people. We'd be like, whoa, whoa, Sadiya's family is football.
Tag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to show her, you know, here's another option on the table, you know, for whatever it is you want to be in that athletic world, here's another option on the table, so.
Okay.
Women's professional football.
Mm. Hopefully it's around by the time she gets old enough.
I hope so, too. I hope it's one of those, it seems like it may be just getting off the ground, but it's known enough where there's statistics and there's data and, you know, people are excited about it, so.
Okay.
You know, so we'll see. I hope so. Speaking of football, why you got 3 cups of coffee? Well, 2 cups. This one was mine.
So I'm going to have to get up.
Anyway. I said, speaking of football. Did you see how I just rolled? Like, football, coffee, same thing.
They kind of go together in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I ordered me a shirt yesterday that had a cup of coffee on it, a football, and a pumpkin to let and some fall leaves to let everybody know that it's fall, it's football, it's coffee, and I love me some pumpkin.
Okay.
Come on now.
Let pumpkin go.
Go where it's going.
I'm just saying. I mean, y'all like a mafia.
That's right. We like the pumpkin gang.
Yeah. Too much.
I have another friend of mine who says, I just don't understand this whole pumpkin spice. These people are like the Beyonce, the beehive when it comes to pumpkin spice. But I love it. And I hate that they only bring it around once a year. So I always like try to get me, you know, my inventory up during this time.
I know you do. I know you do. And it lasts most of the time, but you still go out by the time it
be comes gone. In. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Out of product.
Speaking of pumpkin, we're talking about safe words.
Okay.
Do you have a safe word, guys, in your relationship? Do you have a safe word? Do you have a code word? Do you have an honesty word? Is there a word in your relationship that if you guys get into a heated argument or some heated love making, is there a safe word? Is there a safe word? Do you have a safe word? Me and Mr. B, we've had safe words throughout our marriage of 30-some years. We've had, like, when you used to travel, and you traveled a lot, we have codes and we'd have safe words. Mm-hmm. If I text you a certain things, you know that mm-hmm. there's an issue aboard, or we even would give our kids code words at school. So it's like if someone comes to the school and say, me or your dad sent them there to pick you up, if they don't know the code word or the safe word,
don't go with them.
Don't go with them, because if they don't know the word, that means we didn't send them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. And then we've had our own, you know, code word or safe word when we're out and about, even a look to say whether we're comfortable or not in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our transparency word, that word that when I say it, it's like we can't sugarcoat. You got to be completely honest and transparent.
I know you tried to break that one out on me, what,
two days ago? I didn't try. I did.
Oh,
and it always turns out to be one of those painful and scary moments. But then it always ends up being one of the best conversations that we have, because it's like
you learn stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We was on a we was doing a podcast interview the other day where this young lady was interviewing us, And we were sharing with her that after 33 years of marriage, 3 days ago, we learned something completely new about each other. Mm-hmm. And we learned it through using our transparency word, you know. And we were having a simple conversation, you know, making up the bed, having a simple conversation. And we said something, and I looked at you, and I gave you that word.
No, we didn't right? say nothing. You said something, and I mm-hmm. looked at you.
Yeah.
And I said something else, but I kind of...
You sugarcoated it, or whatever you were saying. You didn't... It was truth, but it wasn't...
Like, rhinoceros! No, I mean, that's not our safe word, but... Sound good. Tyrannosaurus.
Hippo!
Flying monkey!
Witch of the West. But I looked at you and I said that word, but what was funny about it is when I said the word, you had like, did I hear you right? Wait, did you?
You broke out a word.
You broke out the word. So that means I got to be completely honest. No judgment, completely transparent.
I was like,
but you looked at me and you was like, and then you repeated the word to me like, did you just say the word? Yeah.
We got to go down this route right now.
Yeah, right now, at this very moment. So
we're making a bed.
Yeah, so that word, we said the word, and then that honesty and transparency came out, and it was hard. That was hard. I mean, tears from both of us and trying to...
It was hard. The conversation was hard. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to hurt somebody.
That's right.
But I don't know. The transparency word allows you to be honest, but be don't be killer though. Don't
belittle.
No.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
And it
like
wasn't
that.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Right.
It wasn't like that. So I said our transparency word to you. You repeated it back to me. I said it back to you again. And you was like, okay, we're going to go down this route. And then we just let it all spill about what we were feeling, our emotions of what we're feeling right now.
They were on both sides. Oh. They were on two different sides.
Mm-hmm. Both on what we're feeling right now because...
I'm glad we had a bed between us, though. Because I'm like,
She gonna hit me. No.
I had to look and see where... Where my exits was.
Exit strategies.
I'm gonna get out this room.
But it was also the undertaking that we've taken on right now with, you know, with our family members, the changes that has happened in our lives, especially in mine, just most recently in mm-hmm. the last, you know, three Week. Or 4 days. Me shutting down and kind of getting into this depressive state. You trying to figure out how can I help my wife but keep the house running. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I'm looking at you and the transparency code comes out. And so we find ourselves standing on each end of the bed. Literally, we talked for 30 minutes, mm-hmm. standing there through tears. But at the end of it, we were better for each other. Because we found out some things about each other.
We at least knew where each mm-hmm. other stood.
That we were taking for granted.
Yeah.
You know?
Where I didn't know if you stood there. And you didn't. You're mm-hmm. not. And you're not. You would never stand there.
Yeah.
Because that's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But together it works.
Yeah.
But I just need to know that you're not gonna walk over, or I'm not gonna walk over that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even feel that way. You don't even feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. in the way of we're life partners.
But just because you drink milk or I drink this over here, mm-hmm. that don't mean that's a no-go for
right. It's not a showstopper.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
And it didn't. And once we got through the conversation, we both looked at each other and thought, We've been together this whole time, pushing and pulling, and not knew that one felt one way about the other, you know? You put up with my overprotection because you love me, and you know who I am.
You put up with my nonchalant. I put up
with your nonchalant, your dry like toast, and some other stuff because I love you, and I know who you are. But we also know that we're life partners at this moment. So it's easier for us to be transparent than not at this moment in our lives.
Right.
But in our younger years, it was not.
No.
And that code word would bring up more of an argument than it would be a discussion.
Well, we didn't have one back then. We just let them fly. What's a code word?
You said what?
Like, where you been?
What you doing?
At the store. The store is not open at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. But there has to be some kind of safe word. There has to be some kind of strategy within a relationship that helps you to bring transparency to the table without judgmental or disrespect.
Right.
And I think that's why we came up with the safe word or came up with the code word, because we were just flying off at the mouth at each other, miscommunicating, misstepping, belittling each other at some point during arguments, and not resolving anything and walking away from the table with pain.
The cool part about it was nothing was resolved other than knowing the position that you're holding and you're going to stand in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. In your relationship.
In your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But nothing was resolved as in like, oh, I moved you over to my side or you moved me over to your side. Mm-hmm. That's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and that is good to Mr. B, because just because you have that transparency word or that safe word and then you guys dive into this deep conversation as a couple, that doesn't mean that I'm trying to sway you to my side of thinking.
I need to know.
Or you're trying to sway me. It's all about knowing more of who I am and me knowing more of who you are in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I can better navigate how we interact with each other in the relationship.
Right.
There absolutely needs to be, you need to have some type of code word or transparency word. Or transparency room, babe. When we talk in this room, it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We say what we have to say without judgmental or disrespect to each other. And we put it on the table. And we have to deal with the consequences that results out of that conversation. Because we are adults. And we've been in this long enough to understand that we are two different people. And although we are in love, love does not make you one person. You're still two different entities in a relationship that has to bring collaboration, compromising, and connection to the table. Ooh, that's a good ebook. Collaboration, compromise, and connection in a relationship. The three C's.
I'm going to trademark that.
The three C's.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, there has to be some time. And that's not to mean that we have not been honest in our relationship. But honesty is at so many different levels. You know what I mean? I can be honest as something as simple as saying, you know.
Well, there's honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's brutal honesty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so many levels. Yeah. And then there's deeply brutal transparency honesty. I can definitely say to you, you can ask me, did you go to the store? My honest answer to you is yes, I went to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can become, you know, deeply honest with you and say, yes, I went to the store, bought some bread, and while I was there, I saw Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can be completely transparent.
Who is this Jerry guy?
I don't know. Or I can be completely transparent and brutally, detrimentally honest and say, yes, I went to the store, bought some bread, saw Jerry, and we actually left together and went and had a bite to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there could be so many levels of honesty when people say, oh, you're not honest with me. Yeah, I was honest with you. I told you I went to the store. I just was not completely or deeply honest with you. So that's not to say when you're in a relationship that you're not having an honest and truthful relationship. Some people in relationship do not ask for the transparency. They don't want to know, oh, he went to the store. That's good enough for me.
I told you.
You know?
I don't like all the transparency.
Yeah, I don't want to. We don't need to know everything. Because there has to be some kind of level of independence.
Leave me out of all the bullshit.
There has to be some kind of level of independence. I think that's how we lose our existence. And I'm saying this from experience. Because I've lost my existence within our marriage at several times. You know, as a military wife.
I can tell you.
As a mother, you know, as an employee.
We've lost our marriage. Mm-hmm. We've lost our marriage by raising our children and just being caught up in that. Mm-hmm. You're a team, but you're not doing. You're
team
not,
shit.
Yeah, you're not doing. You're not doing things. You're wayward. We got a son, daughters, and we're maneuvering, or I'm traveling, or you're gone, and you just don't get to see each other. And then when you don't get to see each other, you're separated. Mm-hmm. And so you're separated within your own home.
Mm-hmm. So, because that's that last C word, connection. Yeah. You have to have that connection, you know.
So, I mean, people who communicate and bring light to stuff and work through it will be married longer. We'll deal with things longer. We'll move through the hurt to get to the happiness because you can't do it without the communication.
Absolutely. That's an added C on there. Collaboration, compromising, communication, and connection. But this is the other thing, guys. You can't misuse your code word, your transparency word. That's not fair either.
So I can't say it over breakfast, lunch, or
you day. Can't say it 25 times a day because you're trying to get your partner to tell you the brutal honest every time he steps out the door or she steps out the door. That's not fair either because what's happening is you've watered down.
You want to hear something funny though?
But wait. But you've watered down to your code word, so now you're making it meaningless.
Your brother was talking to me the other day and he goes, "Where Denise at?" And I was like, "I don't know why." And he goes, "Oh man, you guys been married forever." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Her car is gone, and you don't know where she's at?" And I was like, "No." And he goes, "So," I said, "she got a phone. She can call me. And I'll call her." Mm-hmm. He said, "You ain't called her?" I said, "No, the car gone. I mean, she went somewhere." he said, "But she ain't tell you?" And I was like, "No." And he goes,
"You ain't got no note." Is that why he called me?
Yeah. That's it.
He had to find out. "Yo, you good?" "Yeah, I'm good."
He said, "You ain't gonna call her?" I was like, "No. I mean, nobody snatched her. I mean, smell good in the bathroom. I mean, she put some perfume on, she left. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Like, okay, yeah, where you at? What are you doing? Where you going?"
Yeah. He said, "Y'all been married too long. Y'all don't keep tabs on each other.
Our bank accounts are connected. I know exactly where you at." "Oh, yep, she went by there. She's got a nail. She's shopping. She did that." Yeah.
There's other ways.
We don't do that.
There's other ways to keep up. But that was our relationship in the early years. We had to know where each other's was, what we were doing, where we were going. And it's stressful. That's exhausting. In a relationship.
That is very exhausting.
It was exhausting. I mean, it was stressful.
I was asleep, so you're not going to wake me up to tell me where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. But if I'm awake and I'm sitting on the couch.
Hey, I'm running out. I'll be back and going to the store. And you know the store might mean I might hit
50 of them. No, I understand.
Need a safe word. Need a code word.
Shopping.
Don't Don't water down your code word, your safe word, or your transparency word. Don't use it in every talk, every conversation. Because like any other thing in your relationship, you're going to make it meaningless. Mm-hmm. It won't mean anything. It has to mean something. And it has to go both ways, you know. Mm-hmm. Because that very moment that you find out that, oh, we said the transparency word and you were not transparent, now you've taken away my trust around that part of our relationship. Like, I understand that we are being truthful, we are being honest most times. But in that very moment when I say that word and we're having this conversation and you still not being transparent with me, then it's probably not in you to have a truly, deeply honest relationship. And that's a red flag.
Yeah, that is a red flag.
That is a true red flag.
On either side.
On either side. Absolutely on either side. So,
unless you're planning a birthday party.
Yeah. Unless you're planning a surprise. And you hate those. And I like to do them just because you hate them. Say something. Don't be speechless.
No, I'm not speechless. I'm just like, you doing something that I hate because I hate it? What?
But it's so much fun. I love right. you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Show me this year by not having a surprise birthday
party. You're going to have the...
They're not surprised. But wait, do it all the time.
But wait. I'm going to be planning your surprise birthday party and in the middle of it, you're going to say the transparency word. Be like,
Snapple.
Rhino. Hell if I know.
Hell if I know.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Hey, do your relationship have a code word or a safe word? Or a transparency word. Have you been with your partner long enough to even develop that safe word or that code word? Are y'all still in that phase where you are empty arguing, not completely being honest in the argument? And then once your partner is really transparent, you're judgmental and disrespectful. If you're in that part of your relationship, you gotta fight through those phases. If that's the person you want to be with, you have got to fight through those phases and get to the level of setting boundaries and having that portion of your relationship where you can be brutally honest and transparent without being disrespectful and without being judged, because we are human and we're going to judge. But at the end of the day, I have to respect his or her honesty. And now you have the option to figure out what you want to do with that honesty. You know, you have the option. And the worst thing in the world in a relationship is for one partner to take away the options of another partner by telling lies. Mm-hmm. You know? Hey, we love y'all for real. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Me and D, Mr. B, my sidekick over here doing sidekick-ish and calling out random safe words.
Curtains.
Code words like he crazy. Thank you guys. Hang out with us more. This is will you stop? We are heading toward our 100th episode, and we're at this mark now where we want to sit back, reevaluate, and make sure that we continue with this lane of podcasting as we have developing a second in podcasting platform eventually, or maybe, you know, we're looking forward to it. So we're at that point where we're evaluating. This is our coming up on the 100th episode. We have some more ideas around deeper relationship questions, deeper relationship conversations, bringing on relationship experts. And we're trying to figure out if we want to do that on this platform, or do we want to develop a second podcast that really dives into relationships much deeper, a little bit more risque and more crass. So, you know, let us know your thoughts. We love y'all for real. Check us out at www.truthandcoffeetime.com or www.diverselove.com. Thank you guys for rolling with us. And thank you for bringing us in your home, your car, wherever you're listening to us as we tell our truth over coffee. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time. Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know. Girl, it ain't